This is Chairman Del Dio, continuing a dictation. I was cut off on the phone call, so hopefully we can add this to the end of the continue where I left off on the report on LaVon Overton. Last name is O-V-E-R-T-O-N. I don't want to start this letter from the beginning, but let's continue where I've left off, period. I believe where I left off is I was stating that the Prozac causes drowsiness, and the drowsiness is also contributed by his pain medicine. This was under the heading of occupation, the paragraph on occupation, so let's finish where they're off. The patient has problems sitting over 30 minutes, so a desk job would be ruled out, period. Standing is limited to 7 minutes as well, and this all affects his ability to be gainfully employed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the findings. On the individual records from the emergency room at Community North, November 6, 2021, states 46-year-old male who presents status post-MVC, period. Rear-ended MVC, has right upper thoracic back pain. They did document abnormalities on physical examination. They did a CT angio of the chest and an X-rays of the chest, period. The results showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease, period. Their impression was, one, acute right-sided thoracic back pain, two, motor vehicle accident, period. MRI of the cervical spine, January 27th, 2022, one, C5-6 broad-based disc protrusion resulting in ventral cord effacement, period. Number two, C4-5 central slash right paracentral disc protrusion indenting the thecal sac without evidence of neural compression. Number three, C6-7 broad-based mixed spondylitic protrusion indenting the thecal sac. Number four, T3-4 right paracentral disc protrusion with apparent ventral cord effacement, period. Note from Dr. Ratzman, R-A-T-Z-M-A-N, anesthesia pain consultant, May 3rd, 2022. New patient visit was rear-ended. States the pain started immediately, period. Impression is left C7 radiculopathy, possible left C6 radiculopathy, left-sided axial neck pain, period. Recommendations, consider spinal surgical evaluation, period. Eagle Creek Chiropractic, initial evaluation, November 30th, 2021. His vehicle was struck in the rear by another vehicle, period. Immediately following the collision, he experienced headaches, common neck pain, and low back pain, period. Diagnoses were strain of the ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, strains of ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, and strain of muscles and fascia tendons of the lower back, comma, and cervical brachial syndrome, period. Treatment was chiropractic adjustment, period. Eskenazi, primary care note, November 19th, 2021. Patient presents for follow-up after an ER visit for an MVA. Feels pain in right side of his back since MVA, period. Rear-ended in the MVA, period. Diagnosis is neck pain. They did a CT of the cervical spine without contrast, period. CT of the cervical spine, November 22nd, 2021. Impression one, no acute CT abnormalities in the cervical spine, period. Several other medical records were reviewed. On November 27, 2022, there was a left C7 select nerve root injection, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient had an unrelated limp, period. He had a small skin scar noted in his upper mid-forehead due to a fall injury, period. There was a vertical scar of the left knee due to an old injury, period. There was an avulsion scar fairly fresh involving the right knee due to a old fall injury, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Side bending on the left was diminished by 46 degrees, on the right by 36 degrees, comma. Flexion diminished by 20 degrees, comma. Extension by 24 degrees, comma. Rotation by 16 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There is diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There's heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm with diminished range of motion, period. Thoracic flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed the patient is left-handed with a diminished left hand grip strength, period. There's a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. The remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. The patient appeared anxious and depressed, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left arm, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at C5-6, comma, C4-5, comma, and C6-7, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, and herniated nucleus pulposus at T3-4. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, resolved. Number four, chest trauma, comma, pain, comma, resolved, period. Next number, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, anxiety and depression, period. The above diagnoses are all caused by the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region utilizing table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 15% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the thoracic area utilizing table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% whole body impairment period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 19% whole body impairment, which reflects injuries to the cervical and thoracic areas, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical and thoracic areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and thoracic area as he ages, period. Future medical expenses will include the fact he was advised more physical therapy. However, he is difficult to get out of bed most days. Estimated cost of future therapy would be $1,500, period. Additional medications would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional injections in the cervical area would cost approximately $2,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Probable surgery at a later date will be necessary in the cervical area and possibly the thoracic area as well for herniated discs, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant. No, let's scratch that. I have not provided. Let's start a new paragraph. At this point in time, I'd like to comment on Mr. Overton's ability to engage in full-time work, period. As I mentioned in this letter, the patient is unable to achieve gainful employment based upon continued pain, comma, diminished ability to stand and sit, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression, period. I do not foresee this condition improving and therefore feel he qualifies for permanent disability, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.